The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Lou, the Italian. Gelati, he's kind of weird. I've known the guy years, and he's got like a bunch of I's and O's. Freaks me the heck out. So Lou Gelati, apparently, aka Lou the Italian, which we can all say. And Danielle, who's considered enough to have four letters in her last name and only one of which is a vowel. So Vest, who we can handle. This is a first ever. We've had Lou on podcast before. He's one of our coaches. We often have our members that are kicking butt and taking names just to show them off and share their story. Rarely have we had this all at once. So just to set the stage, and I'm dying to hear the same story from Lou's perspective and Danielle's perspective. And if I have anything interesting, I'll throw it in. But Lou's one of our coaches. We get hundreds of calls a month of folks wanting help. And we've got, at this point, three coaches that full-time are just walking through, jumping on those calls with those people, helping to get clarity where they're at, where they're stuck, where they want to be, helping them come up with a plan to get there. Of those hundreds of calls, we will take a dozen or so tops to be clients that we think that we can personally be a part of that solution or help them get where they want to go. And Danielle was one of those folks. So really, I'm going to try and jam in two stories in a one podcast. One, the story of her call, because that's when Lou gets them or our enrollment coaches get them. And there's fear and there's, I don't know, and there's lack of clarity, and how people show up on those calls can really make a difference as to how well they do. And then the second half of the story, which I'm a little more familiar about and Lou won't know as much about, is what your journey was when you're actually in our program and how your life has gotten different. So that's what I'm dying to hear. Let's start with Danielle's perception when you showed up to this call. I'm sure it's a little weird. Like, I don't know this dude. Is it, you know, like I'm just dying to hear your thoughts and feelings.
Well, I knew it wouldn't be you because there's only one you, right? But I knew it would be someone from your team and well represented, and Lou was, and, you know, we connected on different levels because, you know, he talks to so many people in our field and we're all kind of like-minded. So it was an easy connection and it was nice. I enjoyed it.
So I'm going to get Lou's perspective, and it's tough because obviously Danielle doesn't do a lot of these calls. Lou's done hundreds. So, you know, I'm sure he memorized all of Danielle's details, but that's good. And I'll tell you, Danielle, that's atypical. And I just say that's a Lou's mouthing something. I think there was an F word in there, but, you know, I'll mute him if he gets out of hand. You know, Danielle's like, what? There was no F. That's me being terrible. So that's really a good attitude, Danielle. A lot of people come in fearful and, oddly enough, really real cagey with information, right? Like they're embarrassed, so they don't want to share what's going on. They don't talk about their problem, which is tough if our job is to solve the problem. And the attitude that you just kind of demonstrated of, I was excited. Lou has talked to a lot of people. He's got a lot of experience. I was excited to see what he could learn. It seems like that's kind of common sense. Like, obviously, how else would I show up? But that's not common sense. So for all of y'all listening out there, if and when you engage with a coach in any way, these calls happen to be free, but whether they're paid or free, it really doesn't matter. If you show up full of anxiety and fear and like trying to be cagey and hide everything, you'll protect yourself and nothing will get done. If you show up like Danielle, which sounds a little more just vulnerable and transparent, like, I needed help. The guy seemed like he could help. So we talk. Like, seems simple, but it's not. Danielle, you made it sound very natural. It's not. So I just want to encourage guys and gals out there, if you're going to ask for coaching, you got to be a little naked and be like, hey, here's where I'm at. Here's what's going on. And know that there's some risk in that. So Lou, be honest. Don't like try and make something to make Danielle feel good. It's okay. Having had, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of these calls, what do you remember about the call? How did it feel from your side?
One of the key words that I remember that she said is she was scared. And I hear that a lot from people when they're coming in, because look, they don't come to us if they don't have a problem. So when I go into a call with someone, I want to ask enough questions so that they tell me their story. And she did a really good job of opening up and telling me where she's at, what she needed. And one of the things I remember, she said that she had bad mentors before. So this was a big thing for her to trust somebody else, I felt.
So she had even more reason than most to be afraid, because effectively when you're calling a coach, you're like, hey, help me out. That's a mentor relationship. And if
you know, you've had someone that either didn't know what they're doing or didn't have your best interest at heart or some combination of the both. And then I love Daniel. A lot of people just go, so I guess I'll go it alone. And that would be a reasonable, I don't think it's an effective thought process, but it'd be reasonable for people to go, I guess they're just bad people out there. And I love your durability of just being like, well, that didn't work, so I'm going to go again. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's good mentors, there's bad mentors. Maybe it was a good mentor, but the timing wasn't right. Like, who knows? There's a thousand reasons it couldn't have gone wrong, but I love that you didn't just curl up in a ball and go, I'll never ask for help again. I'll never be vulnerable again. I'll never like, oh, you could do that. And then you'll just kind of be stuck where you're at. So love that. And it's funny when we talk about, we do hundreds of calls and we'll take a dozen or so without even getting into your results and stuff. It's pretty clear why we thought you'd be a good fit, because when you're just like, I need help, I'll do the work, I'll do things that are scary, like I'm coachable, right? If the worst that I, you tell me what you think, Luke, because years ago I used to do these calls. When they come in and they have massive pain and they hide it and just want to tell you how great everything is. And it's like coming to the doctor and you're like, and the doctor's like, great, what brought you in today? How you feeling? I feel great. Okay, what are you doing here? Like nothing. I just want to tell you how I walk, I don't drink and I smoke. And I'm just telling you how help. The doctor's going to be like, good for, I'm glad, but I got sick people. Like, why did you make an appointment to tell me how healthy you are? It's just a waste of everyone's time. And again, our coaches ideally can kind of get through that and find out what the real problem is. But it's so much easier when Daniel's like, well, why don't I just tell him why make him guess? Like he's not that great. He's going to guess wrong and the coach is going to be bad and whatever. So any other before we kind of jump into Daniel moving forward, and I'm dying to hear your story because I know we're vaguely where you are when we left you, but it's been a minute. So I'm excited to hear what's happened. Anything else on the call that was remarkable, Daniel or Lou, that you want to share? No is okay.
I think Lou is easy to connect with. And so it was really comforting and obviously he's really outgoing and kind, so, and funny. So why couldn't you like the guy? Right.
So at this point, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, get Lindsay to check and make sure Danielle actually was a client. Cause I'm starting to feel like she's like a paid actress that Lou's hired. I like Lou and I know him, but this is too much. Like this, I'm starting to be like, is she real? And I remember you in the program, but I'm like, did Lou pay her to come in the program? Like, I'm going to look into this, but for now we're going to assume that Danielle is a legitimate human, that Lou has not given any remuneration for this. this of the lies that she's saying. Lou, what do you think?
I can't wait till Debbie hears this.
Yeah, his wife, Debbie, he's like, I do the same thing when I'm on coaching and someone will be like, oh my God, that's so right. I should have listened to you in the first place. I'm like, I'm going to pull that little snippet out. I'm going to loop it. I'm going to see if I can like play it for my wife subliminally when she's sleeping. I've never done it, but if you get any luck with that, Lou, let me know. And yeah. All right. So, and I always tell people, you know, Danielle, say if she were and her husband were on, I'd say something. Her husband's like, I've said the exact same thing and she wouldn't listen. I go, don't you worry, Mr. Danielle. My wife don't listen to me none either. So sometimes it's just hearing it from the right person. And sometimes we can't hear from our spouse. All right. So I can see why Danielle Lou would be like, oh my gosh, this is a gal that I think we can help. And she's into it. So I love the good stuff, but let's have the bad stuff too. When you first came in, what were your fears? What was hard? Like, what, you know, I don't, cause I hate, you know, cause people get such good results. Like, I just want to say how great it is. I'm like, fine, but it sounds fake. And if you rewind, I remember, you know, you weren't all 9 weeks later, Danielle's like, I'm a genius. I'm powerful. I can do everything. But like week one, Danielle was a little freaked the heck out. Like, what did that feel like for you?
Well, I cried a lot because my life sucked. I had friends call me, how are you doing? You want to hang out? I'm like, do not call me for another 2 months. I have nothing nice to say. So I was not someone you wanted to hang out with. That's for sure. But my company was in really bad position. We are negative thousands upon thousands, first 26,000 a month negative. I got it down to 8,900 negative a month and I couldn't break it. And then I saw this on Facebook. And so I went ahead and did the call with Lou and I'm like, I need your help. I can't afford it. I really can't afford it, but I need your help, but I don't know what else to do. So, and obviously all the bad mentors that I've had and the embezzlements, and I can go on and on, but, just so many people have taken advantage of me and my kindness. And it's just, it was really hard to say, I'm going to just do this again. But obviously you become a better person from a mentor. That's just how you learn better, by someone that knows what they're doing and who has done it well. So it's kind of silly not to take advice from someone who knows what they're doing. It's proven.
So the translation I'm going to give to you guys, Cleaning Nation, is kind of, there's no excuse, right? Most of the folks we talk to either have had mentors and had good experiences with them, or they just haven't had a coach or anything like that before. So I would say Danielle kind of was in a scarier situation by far. Like, right, it's one thing if you're 20 and you've never been married to get married. It's a big commitment to another human being, but you love them and it's great and you do that. It's another one if you've been married three times and divorced, not Danielle's situation, by the way, which talking mentors is the story, and then to trust marrying again. But if you don't want to be alone, you're like, well, I've got to make a choice here. So it would have been so easy, Danielle, for you just to externalize that guy was a cheat or that lady or that coach or that team, whatever. We don't need any details, but it was them. It wasn't Danielle. And you could do that and you'd feel great until you realize you've abdicated all of your power and you have no ability to change because it's the world's fault. It's not Danielle's fault. So I guess Danielle just curls up and die. What other options do you have? So I love that you took the more painful, frankly, short-term option of I'm not going to curl up and die. I can't do this on my own. The only option is to trust somebody else. And I'm going to do some due diligence. I'm going to do the best I can. And I like to think, God forbid, we weren't the wrong fit. You still would have just gotten up again and found somebody else. So that, and that has everything to do with Danielle and not as much to do with us. So I'm so glad we were able to help you, but you could have come in choosing to be so defensive and so scared and so wounded that you couldn't have gotten any help, no matter how great we were. You could have just decided they're going to scam me and left feeling scammed, right? You had to take a risk and again, open up and be a little vulnerable and be a little naked and go, here's the real me. You can kick me or hurt me or take advantage of me, but that's the only way we can do this. So doesn't sound like a big deal, but that's a big daggum deal. So I'm just human to human, Danielle. I didn't know that background, by the way, when you came in. I just served the best I could. I had no idea about any of that. And we kept the embezzlement to a very minimum, by the way. So the other guys really embezzled Danielle. We only embezzled a little, like just what we thought she could afford. I'm kidding, of course. So the first one that a lot of, I hate to say it, but just lesser committed people would have used was, I've done it before. I got bit in the ass. Therefore, coaching doesn't work, which is an insane thing, right? Like if you had a good experience for you to go, every coach everywhere in all time is good. That's equally ridiculous than someone that had a bad experience to go, every coach in all time in all places bad. Those are both asinine. So that's the first out you had if you were more committed to excuses than you were to results. Didn't take it. You're like, I got to get this. I can't live my life this way. Second thing is you're broke, right? You're like, I'm writing a check every month for the privilege of owning this damn company. I don't have any money. I can't afford it. So I love how Danielle said, I couldn't afford it, but I couldn't afford not to. So I just figured it out. And again, the moral of the story isn't give Grow My Cleaning Company money. The moral of the story is figure it the frick out. So same with the first conundrum was, I've had a bad experience with coaching. I can't do this alone. Either I just keep failing or I open myself up to risk to more bad coaching or I stay where I'm at. That's it. Second conundrum, I don't have the money. It's going to cost money to get this. I don't have it in neat stacks of hundreds on my desk. So same conundrum. Either I keep going where I'm at or I figure it the heck out. And that's a big girl move to go, I'm going to figure it out. I can't live like this. I refuse. So two excellent excuses if you're more committed to excuses than not. That's my thoughts. What made you do the crazy thing and trust another coach and spend more money that you didn't have? Like what kind of psycho are you? How did that work?
I was desperate, but no, I did real estate, and with my real estate, with multifamily, I had, coaches with that. So I still work with them and different styles and everything, obviously, but they're brilliant. And so my coaches were people who have been in the industry for 60 years and trying to retire and just older people, you know, that never really did it. They just gave me all their advice and, you know, leached onto me, honestly. But so I knew that I needed a professional, person to help me out. I will tell you though, that if I did this in the beginning, which I expressed this through the coaching to people, I would be much more wealthier than I am today, by far, millions, honestly, because I've lost about that because I didn't have a coach. And if I know what I know now from your company or new, you know, then I would be way more successful. And, you know, our team are happier. Everybody's happier. We got our core values and we have our programs and we're doing our company parties. And it's pretty cool.
All right. So let's just give away the store for free. What did you learn in the 9 weeks for all the money you gave that was so transformational that we can give to Cleaning Nation right now to help them start their journey?
I'm sorry, we repeat that. I couldn't hear you well with my sound and my thing.
Yeah, no problem. So I got excited when you're like, hey, what I learned, had I known it earlier, it was save me a million or made me or save me, however you want to look at it, millions of dollars. There's lots of people listening right now that are earlier going, well, what was it? What did he tell me? So I'm like, share it. Like, obviously we have 9 weeks and it's a little, I promise you we could tell you in 2 minutes, we would, but we'll try our best. So Danielle, what's your version of, for those that need the help that aren't in the program, give them the best you can in the time that we got.
Well, I think there's so many steps, honestly, and what's really cool is you can keep the steps, you can look back on them in the different programs and growing, but just basically how I was running my crews, we're in another state, so one state I have a director, and he was making, you know, close to $100,000 a year, and he doesn't like his pay right now, but he's working real hard. But anyways, so we're changed that up, and we make people supervisors of everybody. And then we have managers for the locations. So that's a big deal.
I'll give you a more specific question to get a more specific answer. So it sounds like, and if I'm misquoting facts I heard, please correct me, but I thought I heard you say, without us, without any help, you figured a way to lose 20, 25 grand a month. And without any help, you figured a way to cut that to only losing 9 grand a month. How did you switch from losing 9 grand a month to making a profit? I'm like, tell us that.
Well, we're in the hotel industry, so the hotels are coming back. So as of right now, last month, we profited over 55,000.
That's a pretty big daggum swing. So, yeah. Again, just like when you made the hard decisions coming in, we didn't, I love Lou, but Lou doesn't get the credit. I love us and the team and what we did for you. We don't get the credit. Danielle gets the credit. So same thing goes when the hotels came back. That's an external thing, right? Us and our company are external. Lou's external. Mm-hmm. You don't have any control over us. Mm-hmm. How you showed up and interacted with us is what made you successful. So I'm going to call a little bit of bull crap on that. Well, the hotels came back. Okay. I know your area and I know who you are. And there's a lot of companies and owners that would like to make 50, 60 grand in profit. And the hotels came back for them too, but they didn't. So let's get out of the external stuff and talk about what Danielle did.
I will say, well, that's a big part of it, but the marketing, because I haven't marketed since 2017. We're only word of mouth. And I work as a director for other national companies for the states we work in. And so when COVID hit, I had no marketing. Now I have marketing. So we're doing different marketing tools, which is thanks to you guys. For our industrial side, we're doing LinkedIn. I didn't know that was a thing for our locals. You know what I mean? We actually have like those. I listened to one of your podcasts on basically marketing. So we have like those marketing little boxes you have with your company and your deals and put your card in. So we don't just have one way of marketing. We have right now, I think seven ways of marketing. And what's really cool is how you're saying present your bid a certain way. Well, every time I go do a bid now, I have a really nice cup with our company information. I have face mask. I have like very nice pens and I bring
in that. Lou wants a bid. He can take that face mask and put it in his little pocket. There's a story. If you want that story, get with Lou. He'll tell it to you.
He can use it. Yeah. For a tissue.
It's a kerchief. So. Yeah. So he looks fancy. Sorry. Correct. Inside joking. Well, reach out to Lou on Facebook if you want the full story. So let me sum up what I think I hear you saying, Danielle. Two things. So again, I love Danielle's sweet humility. She starts with, oh, the hotels just came back and magically, like, I didn't really do anything. It's like, okay, let's dig a little deeper because I think that's a bunch of crap. And it translated to one. And again, the coaching is the coaching, right? Lots of people get it. You taking it and using it, implementing it, that's the magic. So one I heard, as opposed to before, one way of, you call marketing, I call client attraction, which was people tell people or not. And if they tell people, then we get more clients. And if they don't, we won't. So intentionally going from one way, which is a good way, by the way, I love word of mouth. I hate word of mouth being the only one, but I like it one of seven. So intentionally moving, which is hard. It sounds easy, like, oh, okay. Instead of one way of client traction, I do seven. Not when there's no work out there. So Danielle's like, I feel like she's Noah in the ark. There's no rain. She's out there building an ark. All her friends are looking, what are you, insane? She's like, I know, I have faith. I know what I'm supposed to do. So when there's no business, Danielle's building her seven client attraction funnels or systems. And then when the business shows up, everyone else caught flat footed. Danielle's like, oh, I've been building this for a while. I've been waiting for this. So that's big girl stuff. And then two, everyone else, I'm guessing, I know, cause I talked to y'all. When the bid comes in, it's 12 pages of why we're great and all sorts of bull crap that nobody cares about. And Danielle's like, oh, I do a shock and awe package. And that's something I learned and I implemented it. And I know what our shock and awe that we coach is. And it's not like you have to do it this way. Danielle's like, I've found a way to make it work for our people in our time that works. And that seems to work. So I'm loving, I guess, the three things I'm going to take away. And I'm going to give Danielle a chance to kind of sum up her thoughts. And then we're going to let Lou finish up. The three things I'm taking away are one, it's really one thing, just three manifestations. One, own your results. When you get coaching that sucks, you could go, that guy was a scam. He was the worst. He was whatever. Or you could go, what did I learn? What could have I done to make that experience better? Picking a different coach, showing up differently, internalize, right? Two, even when things seem like maybe it's not a good time, like faith and commitment. I'm going to do what I need to do, whether it's getting coaching, even if I've been burned, investing money I don't have, trying marketing when it looks like marketing is the stupidest thing in the world to do. I'm going to do what I need to do, even if it feels scary, especially when it feels scary. And then three, being coachable, right? Lots of people go through the training and do some or not all of it. I love that you did the shock and awe and said, I'm going to make it my own. So those are my big three takeaways. Danielle, what do you got? And then we'll let Lou finish with his words.
I will tell you, with my profit that I'm at now, with the clients that I had before on those jobs, I'm significantly higher because of the programs from that I've learned with y'all. I wouldn't even be close to where I'm at. In fact, if I didn't take the coaching, I probably wouldn't be in business these days. I would have failed. So
first, I can't wait. You got to come to a live event because you are due a hug. Two, you're clearly being paid by Lou. This is an actress. I can't. You're too sweet. Even look at her background. For those of you on YouTube, this looks very staged. It's like, this isn't a real office. It's too clean. It's all orderly. Clearly, she walked onto a set. By the way, I just want you guys, I didn't know any of this. Lou and you know, Danielle have sorted this treachery on their own. All right, Lou, finish this up, man. What are your big takeaways for Clean Nation after this?
I remember the first time I talked to her, and there was this scared woman that was like, I'm losing money. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. I can remember that conversation. And when I was talking to Lindsay, I was going through all the people I brought on board, and she was the first one I called, and she was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it's just, I love what I do because this is what happens. I get to talk to them when they're scared. I turn them over to the team. And then I can't wait till the next level event so I can go just absorb all that energy of all those people that are so successful. And Danielle, I'm just so happy for you. I just can't tell you.
It was funny. The last Thank next you. Level event that Lou came to, we literally, I remember you walking, I think it was you and Lindsay walking in and just like, I don't know, there's 40, 50 people in the room. And 23 of them were like, hold on, I gotta stop and hug Lou. Like the whole meeting stopped for Lou to get hugs, and it was awesome. All right, guys, gals, thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you got some, again, this is kind of a fun test. If you dig it, let us know. We'll do more stuff like this. If you'd like more black cats in the screen, we can do that. Apparently Daniel's got that working. We only have dogs and they're not here, so you'll be stuck with Daniel's cat. If you're like, I need more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got, I don't know, we might be at 700, but we're way over 600 podcasts. There's a free on-demand masterclass is probably the best place to start. Everything on the deal is free. We're just there to give you a bunch of resources. Reach out to Lou if you need. I think he's Lou, L-O-U, at growmycleaningcompany.com for his genius and the rest of the story on the face mask at the hotel. So that's it, Clean Nation, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.